Cars rely on crucial technology designed by Waymo. That company was created from an autonomous vehicle project started by Google 8 years ago. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, hello, and welcome to Radio Wasteland. Today we're talking about trans-dimensional aliens. You know, your run-of-the-mill topic. But first off, I would like to inform you that I'm grumpy because I quit smoking.
And you are grumpy.
I am grumpy.
Yeah.
I would wager it's not the nicotine, though, but probably an alien living inside your physical shell causing bad thoughts.
If that's the case, then it's starving.
If only someone could help that.
It's starving of nicotine. No, man. First of all, don't mock transdimensional aliens.
Okay.
And don't mock my struggle with nicotine, because I'm going to get angry.
Yeah, you are like kind of like a grouchy teddy bear. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Can you have a grouchy teddy bear?
I think that's just a real bear.
That's right. That's a real bear. You're a bear.
Yeah, that's right. But I've always found the topic of transdimensional aliens to be interesting because, I mean, why not? I mean, this is our topic for tonight, not me quitting smoking, by the way.
Yeah, but you like have always thought about this particular topic. Like, I didn't even know there was such thing as... Like, I get regular aliens.
Oh, yeah.
It never occurred to me add the layer of transdimensional until I got to do some research on this show.
Well, have you ever heard of a book called Flatland?
No.
Sure.
And you've heard of Flatland? And so it's basically the concept is about a three-dimensional entity visiting a two-dimensional space.
Yes.
And, So you got a triangle living in its two-dimensional space, and as this sphere visits the two-dimensional space, all the triangle sees is basically a circle that gets larger and smaller as it goes away, and it communicates with them at the time. And if, you know, that made me realize that if something is fourth-dimensional, you know, if it's not passing through my immediate area, I would not even be aware of its existence.
Because it's outside of your plane?
Outside of our plane, just like a three-dimensional object moving through a two-dimensional plane.
It reminds me of Buckaroo Banzai. Do you remember that movie?
That is exactly what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
<as well. laughs> Yeah.
I loved that movie.
I have watched that movie more times than one person should.
I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah. There was a discussion at one point about renaming the band Buckaroo Banzai and the Hong Kong Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is a very... They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
No Peter Weller is talking about...
Peter Weller, you know.
Yep, you're right. 80s. It's Peter Weller. Yeah.
Well, it's really good. So basically in the movie he creates a machine that allows him to pass through solid matter, which inside is the eighth dimension, and he brings out some baddies that are
waiting there to take over the world.
Right. And the other transdimensional movie that it makes me think of, although I don't know how much credibility they're giving to our topic, but is Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, transdimensional, I don't see why not. In fact, a lot of people have said that Bigfoot might be transdimensional.
It's one of the theories.
Right.
Why he's not here and there's no bodies.
Yeah. Right. And
explain that. Yeah.
And I think that goes to show just exactly how kind of rude we can be as a species is, you know, we see him looking like a Wookiee and we all of a sudden assume that he's...
The missing link.
Right.
He hasn't evolved enough yet.
Right. I mean, Wookiees, they had spaceships, you know. I mean, they were beyond me.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, if anybody actually saw you, they might think that there wasn't too far off from Bigfoot, right?
Maybe Bigfoot thinks I'm the
missing link. Yeah. You got like a 10-inch beard. And, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
But, yeah, you know, we have our preconceived notions about what things are and what things are not. And, you know, I suffer from them a lot. And, you know, so, yeah.
Well, so, but we're going to have a guest on that's going to talk about this who knows a lot more than we do, right? And here's the thing. His name is Ron Amatron, and he put out a video on YouTube about this very topic that has over 10,000 views in less than a month, right? So this is a popular topic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, I mean, he'll tell us more about what he does, but he clears people. I keep wanting to use the word healings, but it's not healings. He clears people, and from my impression, it's more like a astro exorcism. It's like the clearing of alien entities from people's bodies.
Right. Which, ironically, let's be honest, you did quit smoking.
I did quit smoking
after
right after
there
phone
was
call.
A clearing. Yeah.
So on the phone with, just to get it out there, I was on the phone with Ron. Ron did a couple of clearings on me, and I have to admit, I did quit smoking the next day.
Yeah. Like cold-hearted, just said, I'm done.
Yeah. I threw the pack of cigarettes at you and said I quit.
Yeah,
that is true. That is true. Now, are they connected? I don't know.
Is anyone going to mention that this is a very similar concept to Scientology?
Is it?
Clearing aliens from people's bodies? Yes, that's the
basis. No, I didn't know that. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Fatins, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, now
that
I think about it.
That's why you do e-readings to see how many aliens you've got influencing.
I had no idea. How do you know that?
I read things on the internet.
Oh, well, then it must
clearly
be true.
Yeah. I'm not a...
Never mind. You're all of a sudden not credible at all.
I'm talking about
I am
site.
The French model.
I read things on the internet.
Oh, come on. It is true.
Totally. Yeah. No, it is true. So in Scientology, what they believe, I think, is that another planet blew up and died, and the ghosts of that other planet were frozen in the ice here and attached themselves to the life on Earth.
Something like that, yes. Yeah. Well, there's a volcano involved.
We'll have to ask, is that just because it was on the cover of the book?
Well, in my discussions with Ron, there was no Scientology brought up. So I'm assuming that any connection is coincidental, but I don't know. Maybe
we'll have to find out. Yeah, very cool.
So if you're interested, coming up next, interview with Ron Amatron. We're going to learn a little bit more about what he knows here on Radio Wasteland.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at readingrodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's readingrodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, April 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for deer and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We have our guest for this evening, Ron Amatron. Well, we had one of our people call in or write in and make fun of us for trying to explain what Ron does. So let's get Ron on the horn and have Ron explain to us what Ron does. Ron, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Ron. Yeah, Andrea was just making fun of us in the chat room, telling us that we weren't explaining what you do very well. Maybe you could well, first off, let me introduce my co-hosts here with you. I have Joe and Sean, and of course I'm Chauncey, and this is Ron Amatron.
Hey, Ron, nice to meet you. This is Joe.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. So can you sum up for us, maybe give us a quick summary of exactly what it is that you do?
Well, I do energetic healings on people. Let's see. I live out of time, so what that would mean to most people is, like, how can you live out of time? So I don't hang on to any timelines, time-based realities. I don't think. I'm always in the present moment. And so that's what my specialty is, I guess, is being able to see things that no one else can see or even do to facilitate healings. So what I would be, in a sense, would be a descended and a ascended master at the same time.
And what are you facilitating the healings of?
What you have in your body or around your body, through your body, we all know we have DNA, and the DNA is what is used, if it's activated in this lifetime, to bring forth your situations, dramas and traumas throughout your life. So as you tune into a situation or you see something, that activates your DNA, and now you're on that ride of wherever it's going to take you, and your body will want to clear itself out of that negative energy. So there's two types of energies, and I'll talk about the energetic bodies. So you have source energy, which is a non-judgment, doesn't have any memory, doesn't have anything from the past or the future, is strictly in the present moment. And then the other energy is mind energy, which is brought to us by the aliens out there in the Beyondo, and also probably on this planet too, but mainly what they do for us is create timelines. So whatever you think of, like a past event, you're automatically on that timeline. You don't want to be on a timeline. You want to be in the present moment with your spirit and your source energy with your spirit. When you're on a timeline, then you are living in either the future or the past, and typically it's the past, because the past brings forth all of your maybe learning lessons, if you want to call it that, as far as a New Age term. But anyway, you want to be in the present moment.
So does that...
In the present moment, you cannot think, and then you're in peace. So you have peace energy versus duality, and the duality is, in a sense, chaos.
Okay, Ron, I got a question for you. Ron, I got a question for you. So when you're just talking about that, in being in the past, in other words, is that where you're bringing all the junk from your past and making a decision? You're basically making decisions on a timeline from all of those hurt memories in the past, or good or bad memories, and you're not making the right decisions in the moment because it's not a pure thought in that moment. Is that what you're? Is that what's happening?
Like emotional baggage?
Emotional baggage.
There, yes. So when you're dealing with past situations, your memories, you may not be able, maybe using mind energy when you're in this arena, and the mind energy is not going to let you get out of mind. So if you try to use mind to help heal you, it'll just drive you further down the rat hole.
So it's not mind over matter.
So you want to be in the present moment. I can put you all in the present moment momentarily here. If you stayed there, we would not have a show because you would have no questions.
Well, so we got plenty
of
questions.
I'll do this exercise, and you can all do it with me.
Well, let's keep going. Hold on, Ron.
And so what you first do is you command your spirit. Your spirit is what looks out of your eyes, and that's in your body. Typically, as long as you don't have entities or you get drugged or something like that, drink too much or whatever. So most people are in their bodies, and if they have pain, then you're automatically ejected out. Your spirit cannot handle duality and suffering and pain. But what you see out loud is, and you can hear me before we do this here, so you can see if you want to do it or not. You first say, I now command my spirit. So the now is in the present moment, and your spirit is what you're activating, wanting to listen to you.
Well, we don't want to do that yet, Ron. We don't want to do that yet because then we won't have a show, right?
Yeah, but I can take you back out of it. So we'll do that. So here we go. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. So we can do that and hold that space for maybe a half a minute. And what I want you to do is try to think during that process. So
Ron,
this will help you
run a half a minute on radio is like a year.
Is that okay with you?
No. Let's do that in a little bit. Let's do that near the end of the show because that's like a year on radio here.
Okay.
And we have so many questions, Ron. I imagine that you're probably used to a little bit of skepticism because these are big topics you're going into. And one of if I was watching your video and I was doing some research and one of the really interesting facts that you had brought up is that in 2012, essentially humans were mostly taken off this earth and something else was put down here. Was I understanding that right?
That is correct, yeah. So in theory, the Mayan calendar ended. We'll just assume that's a given, okay? May not be true, but everybody talked about it.
Right.
So what happened was around December 21st of 2012, going into 2013.
That's my birthday.
The human population, 95% of that was abducted. And what came back in its place was cloned replicants.
And why? Why were they abducted?
Because the aliens needed a way to bring forth more control of humans, so they took the ones out of here probably were doing a lot of the spiritual practices, not to step on anybody's toes, but meditations, praying outside of themselves through some energy out there, asking for favors, doing different types of spiritual practices, and all this stuff is outside of you. So that led the entryway, the way for the aliens to come in and abduct you.
So do the people who are here that are clones, I'm guessing, do we know that we're that?
Well,
you can detect a clone by seeing their body energy or looking at them. They have, but their eyes are normally, typically really bright. They don't change much.
Well, does a clone know that it's a clone?
that again?
Does a clone know that it's a clone?
Typically not, no.
Oh, okay.
But it will bleed. It will have body organs. They do get switched out, but they don't have much information or intellect. One easy way to detect a clone would be to ask them for directions.
Oh, no.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. That really solidified a lot for me.
Well, I hope right. My whole family is not listening right now.
That's funny. Are you terrible at directions?
And they can't give change. So I always have fun going someplace and kind of, you know, like if it's like 78 cents, you give them maybe, you know, three extra pennies and a dollar, and they kind of look at it and their mouth kind of drops a little bit. And they don't know what to do, especially in the older days, giving them a $100 bill. You know, in 2013 when that started, they didn't know what a $20 bill was, or even a $100.
This is horrifying.
$100 bill, and they go, oh, man, you know, I don't know how to give change with this here.
What he just said with the pennies and the change and all that, and the dollar, and that sounded like he was talking about a Rubik's Cube to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't give directions. I don't even know which way is north.
When he said 78 cents and give him a dollar with three extra cents, that means that he wants a quarter change.
I wouldn't even have known
that. That means I am not a clone.
That means
you might be.
Wow. That was a Rubik's Cube question right there.
Okay, so I'm trying to get a question in here before we cut to break, and that is that, okay, so the aliens are... What are they trying to take from us? Why do they want this control?
Okay. The first thing is that if you look up in the skies and you see the clouds, remember, I don't know how old you people are, listening, and even the people who I'm talking to right now. But
I'm 41.
Days, okay, well, I'm a little bit older than you. But in the old days, when you saw clouds, you saw puffy clouds that looked like cotton balls, and they were normally white in color. And if there's a storm color, these clouds would normally be kind of, you know, dark brown-ish, okay? Mm-hmm. Now the clouds that you see are all flat bottom. Those are alien ships that are, in a sense, hidden behind the clouds. The clouds form around the alien spacecraft that's up there, and you cannot see them. So the aliens that I talk about are the ones that you cannot see, and
right.
They're just outside our dimension.
Yeah, I was actually checking a lot of that out on your website. There was a collection of pictures. But actually, on your website, this is not the first time that I've actually seen this about the cloud shape and potentially covering alien ships. So
lenticular clouds, yes.
Yeah, so that's definitely interesting. We're coming up on break here, so probably now's a good time. We are interviewing Ron Amatron, and we will be back. You are listening to Radio Wasteland.
Citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. Well, all right, you hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, April 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are interviewing Ron Amtron, and when we left, Ron was explaining to us what exactly the agenda is. What is it that these alien entities, and just to clarify here, these are extra-dimensional aliens, you know, not physical bodies, from what I can understand. What is their agenda, Ron? What do they want from us?
Well, what they want from you is your body energy. Emotional energy, as you get really happy or sad. Normally you're dealing with more of the negative aspects of the emotions, but whenever you get upset, you emit energy from your body, and that's what they like to harvest, along with your pain energy.
And what exactly happens to you when they do harvest that energy?
Well, they put you on timelines. Let's just say that you're having a normal day, and all of a sudden you're walking through a doorway, and somehow you trip and you fall and you skin your knee. And automatically the pain is there, so you're dealing with the pain. Maybe you're kind of upset with yourself, emotionally upset because you did a stupid thing. But whatever happened, depending on the severity of the pain and how much emotions you are dealing with at that time, you are now catapulted onto alien timelines. Now, the timelines would also be a parallel lifetime, and they can replicate you by doing copy and pasting. So not only are they getting your energy from your physical body here, you're copy and pasted onto maybe 500 to 1,000 timelines.
Like
and
tangents.
That's why you have a hard time healing, because those energies are connected to you, and they can live off those for a long time.
So are there different kinds of... So you say that they can feed off of the positive and the negative, but
that's
they
the
lean
duality.
Do they lean towards
duality? You have peace, and then you have duality.
Well, now there's some,
and the duality is what they live off of.
There's some physics math that supports what he's saying. There's string theory, right?
There is, absolutely, and there's timeline tangents. I mean, I get it. It's just a lot of information to take in.
It is a lot to take in.
So one of the number one questions that I had for you when I first started to grasp this concept is, now there are a lot of people who believe in aliens that come down and they abduct you and they are physically here. They have a physical ship. They have a physical body and they physically look like something. Are these transdimensional aliens and these aliens from our own dimension, are they in any way connected? And if they're not connected, do these aliens in our dimension suffer the effects of these transdimensional aliens?
Okay. I would say the ones that are here physically living, mm-hmm. Maybe they are in a human body suit. And they can shapeshift. As you can see on YouTube, look for shapeshifters. And you see their eyes changing. Maybe their face will change a little bit, get scales, et cetera, maybe even a tail. So these are aliens, too, that are here. I would say that probably 5% of the aliens that are here in bodies or maybe living underground can still harm you. But the other 95% are from the Beyondo.
And those are the transdimensional ones.
And there's a pecking order to all this agenda. Remember, they brought forth the spiritual hierarchies and things like that. And the aliens that are outside of you that you can't see are the major problem.
I see. So are there ultimately two agendas, one for the physical realm? I'm not sure what to call our dimension that we live in, the physical realm, I guess, maybe. Is there... Maybe they have a separate agenda, just like America has an agenda, just like another country has an agenda. But these transdimensional aliens have their own agenda.
I would say that would be correct. Yes. Uh huh.
All right.
And, yep. But the whole agenda is, as there is that pecking order, there are alien races that are here that are under control of other alien races. And but the whole thing is basically, I got to put it all in the same. Bowl of soup. They're all here to exploit us. So I call this the prison planet.
Oh.
And that's why you have reincarnation here, and that's a forced situation. Yeah. And you know, a website has a lot of clearings on it to help you get out of here and to give you a better life. And my website is creationlightship.com.
Yeah, and we'll make sure that we link to that, and we'll give you more chances to make sure people can go to that. I was going to that site. There's a lot of resources there. You know, there's so many questions here. Sorry if some of them are really specific, but you're covering a lot of really big concepts here. One of the things I was curious about is why do they put down two different types of beings? One are clones, and the other are hybrids. What's the reasoning for one or the other being down here? And I assume that we're almost like cattle, right? They're bringing us down, and then they're kind of just exercising us to drain our emotional energy. But why clones and why hybrids?
Yeah, the clones are more controllable. And so that's, I see this as like a boot camp for the clones. So they brought them here to exploit them, to get them to do different programs, and they may just take them off planet, the races that brought them here, who are controlling them. If you noticed, in fact, a lot of the celebrities, some look like they haven't aged at all or that they degressed, you know, so they're going into the underground tunnels, having things done to them, underground bases. But there's a lot of technology that the aliens have brought here. A lot of it could be negative. So there is sort of some positive things, but, it's like the nuclear stuff. You know, is that positive? That's basically alien technology here. And, the petrol motor. So, you know, everything that we deal with here, where you get your inventions from, is from mass consciousness. And that's the darkness. That's the aliens.
So that's bad.
Could it be good? Could it heal you? Yeah, all this could be useful. And since the aliens gave you your agenda, they can give it to you and take it away. So, you know, the whole process here is just to abduct people, even though you don't know about that. Remember, if you look at a sine wave, you have two pulses, we'll say, up and down, one on the top, one on the bottom. And where those two meet is where the line that goes from left to right is. And that point is where time has stopped. And when time has stopped, they can abduct you for hours, months, years in their time reality. To you, you wouldn't even know the difference because they control time. That's why we have, in a sense, daylight saving time, although it was put in for a different agenda, but we'll just talk about that. And also, you know, as the time changes with New Year's, so they reboot a brand new timeline, a master timeline every year, at least once, and then you have it twice with the daylight savings time if the states are doing that, okay? So you're being rebooted into a different system.
I have another question on the time thing, actually. You mentioned the Mayan apocalypse in 2012. Does that imply that the Mayans knew that all this was going to happen with the replacing and the hybrids and all of that sort of thing?
I would say probably so, or they figured out something was going to happen. Well, you have a lot of, like astrology, for instance. I'm not schooled on that whatsoever. I don't do any book reading or anything else. But what you have here is you have prophecies, okay? And all prophecies are on a timeline. We have the prophecy by Gordon Michael Scallion quite a long time ago about California dropping off, you know, into the ocean. That did happen on that timeline. But were you on that timeline? Because you're here now, probably not, okay? But that did happen. And so all prophecies are correct. All visions that people get are correct. Because it's a timeline that you're viewing. Is it going to happen to you or some other people or the whole population? Maybe not, but it could still happen.
Is one capable of jumping from timeline to timeline in order to travel the timeline that they want? Like, you know, California is going to fall into the ocean. I hop to one where I'm a successful real estate guy. I hop to one where I travel to the moon. Am I able to pick and choose my timeline?
I would probably say yes, but it might be hard to have you do that. But I would say yes, because you are jumping timelines.
I guess
right now you're probably thinking of questions to ask me, and each question that you have is on another timeline. So you are jumping timelines.
Yeah,
you get that question, okay?
Yeah,
but so you didn't pick the timeline you jumped, but because you made a decision, you just redirected the timeline, right? So it's not like you picked the outcome, but you did pick a different timeline.
Like yes, and that's darkness energy. And for everything in timelines is darkness because it has the law of cause and effect attached to it.
I see. So we're coming up on break. Let's see if we can get an answer here before we go to break up. What is, and this is probably a big question, what is the creation light ship?
Okay, so
it's actually source energy. So that's what I would call it, the energy that created you.
Okay. So it's like the source, the beginning.
That would be the beginning, yes. Uh-huh. In the time of Jesus, it was called Father.
I see. Okay.
Oh, so it is the source.
The source.
I'd love to do some healings in the next segment here.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that. Also we'll connect. Yeah, good. Well, I don't know if you know, but you healed Chauncey of smoking. But when we come back in the next segment, let's do some healings and let's also find out what the connection is to Christ and God and all that.
Thanks a lot.
Blowing in the rocking of the pine. The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi, guys. This is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. B&T Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
What do intimacy, great sex, and health have in common? Even when you have too much, it's still not a problem. Hello, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, a clinical sexologist, health and intimacy expert. Through my experience as a nurse, health educator, yoga therapist, and sexuality author, I've developed unique insights, and I'm able to provide honest, practical intimacy and health guidance without judgment or shame. As an international sex educator, I freely discuss topics such as what is natural, sexual rights and responsibilities, how to add more spice to your marriage, how to talk to my kids about sex, and are orgasms healthy? I'm available by appointment for individuals and couples via Skype or FaceTime. Contact me at drnancysuttonpierce.com on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We have our guest, Ron Amatron. Hey, Ron, I was, we have talked about how you wanted to do some healings and stuff like that. You know, we got different people here, different listeners with different belief systems, and we don't want to rain on any of their belief systems by forcing anything upon them. So I would like to put myself forward to be the person for your healing, but I have to throw out there that, 30 seconds of downtime on the air is going to get us kicked off the air. So,
okay, yeah, I won't have any downtime.
Yeah, but okay, so, I would like to put myself forward.
You need some healing,
right?
Too.
To be the, you know, I don't want to use an insulting term, but to be the guinea pig. I'm not trying to be insulting with that term, but to be the one.
Okay, so what you have around everybody who's listening, everybody who's here except for clones, will have energetic bodies attached to them. And these energetic bodies, you have like a feeling body, emotional body, and emotional is the biggest one. You have a fear body, trauma body, pain body, and those are probably the ones that everybody deals with. So what I'll do is a clearing. Okay. And remember, the clearing works through your spirit. It does not work through your mind. And your spirit will normally always say yes as light comes to it. So these are much like what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to take away the densities of the bodies of people so they could do the ascension. That's why he was here, okay?
Okay.
And everything is non-judgment. So here we go. Think of an emotional issue that you have experienced. And some men don't live in emotions. They live in their mental body.
That's me.
So here we go. Think of that emotion. I can clear that one incident from you. So I can't clear the whole book, but I can clear the one incident. So think of an incident that you had emotionally, maybe somebody yelling at you or beating yourself up or something, you know. Here we go. So on a release, I'll count to five to clear the energy from you for that one incident. So one, two, three, four, and five. Now I'll do another one for pain. So if you have pain in your body, you want to look at it. Remember, the pain is on timelines. It's controlled by darkness. The real you probably doesn't have that pain. So think of a pain that you have right now, and I'll see if I can help to release it. So here we go. And it depends how you know filled your pain body is of energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do it one more for people who have more chronic pain. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll do one for fear. So think of one of your fears that you have, one of your fear experiences. And here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, now think of a trauma. These are all energetic bodies that you live in. So one of your traumas.
Okay.
Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do one now for anxiety.
Oh, good.
So think of one of your anxieties.
Joe will attest to that.
Oh, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, you may have felt something. You know, everybody's different. Typically, when you have one of these clearings, it takes away the tension out of your muscles so your body will start to relax.
Remember, I feel pretty relaxed.
That you have had in your lifetime, and since thoughts are in judgment, and then they go into your memories, they also go into your muscle, and your muscles now become tense.
So,
and you have, Aaron and I have whole lifetime clearings on my website. It's like being reborn again, because what you're dealing with now is your emotional energies, we'll say, and you bring all of your emotions from all of your past relationships and dealing with anything here as relationship into your present moment, and it's all contaminated from your thinking process from the past.
So, Ron, is this were you focusing clearing Chauncey, or were all the listeners out there also going to get some kind of benefit from this? How does that work?
Yeah, everybody who was listening, even on your archives, if you listen to it for three times, it will be activated, and you will have a clearing from that.
So is that coming from inside the person, or is that coming from you because of your unique place here on Earth?
It's from myself going into your energetic system to release these energies. Remember, I live out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm physical, but I don't live on timelines, so I can go and look at you just like...
So you're standing
here. In a lobby of a theater. Mm-hmm. I can see all the different shows that are playing, but I'm not attached to them.
Mm. Are there other people who can do what you do?
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of. And there were some comparisons to, unfortunately, we're coming up on the end here, so let's see if we can get this in there. There were some comparisons that you were alluding to the Bible and biblical, and so what are... I mean, was the aliens, was that a factor in the Bible and in Christian belief? I'm not sure what question to ask, frankly.
What I could tell you is anything in the Bible, I don't want to step on anybody's feet, but see, source energy has no judgment at all, okay? So, and once you realize that, whenever you see judgment in anything, then you know that it's not going to be source energy. So, like Jesus said in his basic teachings, you know, turn the other cheek, be like a child, which means that you're innocent, not thinking, just being in peace. So the peace energy is source energy.
And so the Bible is basically record. So was this? Let's ask it this way: was Jesus here doing something similar back then, and now you're carrying on with that? Is the Bible?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct.
Got it. Because when you were talking about the source energy,
ascension happens every 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
And so what we're doing now is helping people to shed the densities from these energetic bodies that you have around you that you can't see, but they affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And they mirror back to your physical body the densities, and eventually you will be dying from them.
So if you can clear them, then you finally can do the ascension. Does everyone go at the same time, like in the Bible, where Jesus comes down through the clouds and takes everybody up at the same time? Or is this where, as people are cleared, they then start to ascend? How does that work?
Very good question. At ascension time, whenever that is, and only source energy knows when that's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
Everything is turned off. The light turns off its energy from all of its creation that it created. So at that point, you could say that life has stopped. I don't want to use the term darkness, but we have light and we have darkness. So we'll just say that there's nothing here. And at that point, when the light is turned off, the source energy connecting to all of its creations, then the creations go back to source energy that was created from source energy, and the darkness cannot attach to anything because it's no longer here.
So
that's ascension. And now you can ascend with your spirit and not have your body with you. And you can also ascend with your spirit and your body.
Ron, I got to cut you off there. As much as we're learning and I think really starting to understand this, we're coming up on the end of the show. And I wanted to give you a chance to tell our listeners how they could find out more about you.
Okay, so my website is creationlightship.com. I have a lot of free clearings on the left-hand side underneath the login key. It's an oval key. These are mainly clearings to help you with getting alien energies off of you.
Okay.
I also have an internet radio program. I have 4 a week, and that's on bbsradio.com.
Okay. Well, and we'll be sure to share some information on our website as well. This has been Radio Wasteland. Check out, find out more at radiowasteland.us. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his weekly radio address, President Trump said his administration is already making big strides on the economy.
We're only 11 weeks in, but already my administration has achieved historic progress for the American people. In fact, 93% of our domestic manufacturers have expressed optimism in the future, a record.
And the president says things are also getting better on the national security front, especially is clamping down on illegal immigration along the U.S.-Mexico border. With a vote of 54 to 45, the Senate has confirmed Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered a sigh of relief and congratulations.